What up? You're listening to the killer.
This geek.
With Simplistic.
They say what's happening, homie.
And Dubious One.
Yes, sir.
What's good? It's your boy Simplistic, and I'm here with Jamal Solomon, the CEO of JS Tax Corporation. You can check out his website at www.thetaxfactor.com. Jamal, pleasant day, man. Pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure being here.
All right. So I stumbled upon your blog site of your website, and I'm always surfing the web, etc., looking for new things, you know, research, however. And I stumbled upon your site. I forgot the word I used, and I guess whatever keyword you had, it brought up your site. And I ended up reading your blog, and I was very intrigued by the way in which you incorporated hip-hop music to actually bring your message across, I should say the message of taxes, across to a younger demographic. And when I mean younger demographic, when you think taxes, you think old guy in a suit, you know what I mean, just coming here and taking your money away. But the way in which you explained it, you were so passionate, and the way you incorporated the music, you caught my attention. So, you know, I had to bring you on and ask you a couple of quick questions. So first and foremost, man, what is your qualifications, and why should I come to you with my tax issues?
First of all, I'm just happy in general that a brother like you actually saw my blog, because when I write the blogs, that's exactly who I'm targeting. I have a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Management and a Master's degree in Taxation. Also, I have over 7 years experience as a tax accountant, and I'm an enrolled agent.
Well, damn, after I answer like that, I know who I'm going to file my 2013 taxes with. But what is an enrolled agent?
I thought everybody know what's in enrolled agents. Enrolled agents are America's tax experts. Using an enrolled agent can save you significant time and effort in tax preparation and its associated tasks. We are called EAs. EAs are equipped to advise, represent, and prepare tax returns for individuals, partnerships, corporations, estates, trusts, and any entities with tax reporting requirements. I would recommend all people to actually research EAs on the internet. You will be surprised, because if you're uninformed, you will only think about CPAs when it comes to tax issues.
Can you tell the people what services you provide?
I could provide any service that you want, brother. Nah, but seriously, I provide tax return preparation for individual businesses, that means corporations and partnerships, estates, and not-for-profits. I also do bookkeeping. I also do tax problem assistance and consultants to small business owners.
So true indeed, man. I definitely like that answer. So as I said in the beginning, one of the things in which caught my attention to your website and to you as a person was that you incorporated a lot of music in most of your writings or your blogs in which I stumbled upon. Can you talk to the people a little further about that?
Let's face it, taxes are boring to the average taxpayer. I'm not going to lie to you. However, we all must have a basic knowledge of taxes. My goal when I write is to explain taxes in a creative way. Since I love music so much, this is my favorite method to make my writings fun to read, but also informative. Don't be surprised if you see verses from Jay-Z, Nirvana, yes, I know about Nirvana, James Brown, and my favorite dancehall artist, Supercat.
Wow, so with that said, you make it very easy for me to ask the next question. What makes you different from most accountants?
What I believe that makes me different from most tax accountants is that I'm very straightforward and honest with my clients. I prepare each tax document as if it was getting audited. My famous speech to new clients is that I'm too skinny to go to jail. This is no lie, I'm 6'5 and about 95 pounds. If you want somebody to make up fake deductions so you can get a refund, then I'm the wrong accountant for you. My goal is to reduce your tax liabilities and make sure you get every tax deduction that you're entitled to.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. You're not here rocking no shirts, ties, and slacks, man. You're here in relaxed attire. You know your stuff. You make it very comfortable. Even though I'm here interviewing you, I can still feel from your aura that you are definitely different from the average tax person. Because I'll tell you, the guy who prepared my taxes, brother, stiff as a board, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, don't, like I said, I go off on a tangent. So my next question, do you just deal with clients in New York, or, you know, do you deal with the tri-state, etc.? Man, please elaborate for the people.
Man, listen, I've been married for over 5 years. I have a little boy. I love receiving money no matter which state it came from. Seriously, I have clients in California, Michigan, Georgia, and New Jersey. I'm capable of dealing with any client, regardless of what state they come from.
Wow, California? Michigan? Wow, very interesting, man. I didn't know. I thought it was a small company, but I see that the small company is definitely slowly but surely taking the world over by storm. So what advice do you have for the taxpayers out there?
Man, listen, you didn't hear this advice from me. If anybody ever told you, ask you where you heard this advice from, just lie and say you heard it from the good fellas that's H&R Block. If the IRS knocks on your door, run! All jokes aside, we're in a recession, and our government needs to find money to pay down this debt. The days of getting away with fake refunds are over. If you get caught, not only do you have to pay back the refund, but you will have to pay it back with interest and penalties associated with the refund. Don't get greedy with refunds. Trust me, it's not worth it when the IRS is chasing after you.
So you say you could do anything. Well, concerning taxes, that is. So what's one of the craziest things one of your clients has ever asked you to do?
That's a good question. And if I tell you the answer, I swear you're going to believe that I'm lying and I'm just joking around. However, I had a client. Let's just say he didn't actually become my client. We had a big argument that he wanted to claim his dog. And for the life of him, and I'm not talking about this guy as a teenager or anything like this. This is a grown man in his 20s, have a kid. And for the life of him, he could not figure out why he couldn't claim his dog, because he pays the dog's hospital bills and feeds it every day. And needless to say, I say, I don't think we're going to work together. And, you know, you hear a lot of stuff when you're a tax accountant. That's just one of the crazy stories that I could tell you.
Well, damn, I feel homeboy, though, because I would want to claim my dogs, too. You know, I had two of them, and them suckers cost a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, they need some social security numbers or something, you know what I mean? Brother, gotta get some money back on that. You know, people, y'all feel me out there. Jamal, give the listeners your information so they can get at you, whether it's your website, your Twitter, etc. Talk to the people.
Thank you for speaking with me. I definitely appreciate it. There's several ways to get in contact with me. You can email me at Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L, at thetaxfactor.com. You can look at my company's website at thetaxfactor.com. I have a blog, thetaxfactor.blogspot.com. And also, you can follow me at Twitter at JS_tax_corp. So there's no excuses saying that you don't know how to find me. I gave you everything except my social security number.
Thank you, Jamal Solomon, for coming out, man, and sharing your knowledge with the people.
The Ghetto. We'll be right back with a global mix.
You know what's going to be happening.
Don't touch that dial.